This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the role of knowledge in the development of a man. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome everyone, you're listening to A to Z program from the RB English Radio. I'm your host, Hossein Hinzano. Now, in today's lesson, we are talking about the role of knowledge in the development of a man. One of the main points that drive a man to be developed in life is by him acquiring knowledge. And as we know, knowledge that's acquired, the true knowledge that makes a man become developed in life, the true knowledge that brings progress in a man's life, in this world and in the hereafter, is that knowledge that is the one which brings that particular man closer to his creator, closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the following might be set forth. Even though pragmatism regards validity based on usefulness in earthly life and cannot be approved as such, a pragmatic inclination towards genuineness of work for life in the hereafter is acceptable. Consequently, performing deeds useful for life in the hereafter has relative validity, but knowledge and science and art are deprived of even this relative validity. We'll talk more about this in a few minutes. Please stay tuned.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z program from the IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Hussein Hinzano, and we are talking about a very important issue here. We're talking about the role of knowledge in the progress of a man, the role of knowledge in the development of a man. We just say that knowledge serves as a very good basis for a man's development in life, in this world and in the hereafter. And the best knowledge is the one which drives him closer to his creator. It must, however, be borne in mind that man's prosperity is rooted in the heart and not in the body organs and limbs and the means. The heart has the principal role in moving towards qurba with Allah, in moving closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus, relative validity belongs to the activities of the heart, and external deeds become valid in the light of them and not the vice versa. Now, in the same way, that knowledge or the science could become valid as a prelude to decent deeds. It could play a more important role as a prelude to belief, which is prior to action and its basis. Definitely, what we're trying to say here is that a man will need this knowledge in order to go forward. And not just knowledge, he will need the knowledge that will bring in himself, that will build his heart towards wanting to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that way, he will have earned himself a knowledge that will bring him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you so much for following up on this show. Thank you so much for being with us in this episode. Until next episode, inshallah, we're hoping we'll be together again. Fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.